بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Still in this chapter where various subjects are discussed from the hadith, Hadrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There will be three types of people, three categories of people whom Allah Ta'ala will not speak to on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ, and Allah Ta'ala will not even look at them. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ, and Allah Ta'ala will not purify them, cleanse them of their wrongs and their sins. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for them will be a terrible, a painful punishment. So four types of punishments for three types of people. And yeah, in this that it is said that Allah will not speak to them, Allah will not look at them with kindness, Allah will not purify them, and for them will be a painful punishment. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah says till today no king or no person in authority said it will be a punishment that I won't speak to you kindly, I won't show you any kindness or anything. Nobody has said that will be a punishment. It is only Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala who has said that. How is that a punishment? Many of us will feel, many times we have an argument with somebody, well, if you don't want to speak to me, no problem. You go your way, I go my way. I've got anyway nothing to do with you. But Allah Ta'ala, who is the fountain source of all beauty, and that a person will be deprived to see Allah Ta'ala, Allah is the fountain source of all goodness and kindness, and that a person is deprived of seeing Allah, that will be a great, great deprivation for a person. Like any person who is a great buzurg, very pious person, and he says, I don't want to speak to somebody, that will be a great deprivation for that person. This is only in this world, when Allah Ta'ala will say, I don't want to speak to so and so, and I don't want to have anything to do with so and so, that will be a very terrible punishment. So four types of punishments Allah Ta'ala has meant for three types of people. And with this, we should not only read it and hear it, but it should be that we should take heed of it, that we don't fall in that categories. The first one, رَجُلٌ عَلَى فَضْلِ مَاءٍ بِالْفُلَاتِ يَمْنَعُهُ مِنْ إِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. The first person in this hadith is described a person who has got extra water, more than what his needs are, and he's in a desert, and there is some traveler, somebody in need, and he doesn't give that person water. The very basic commodity and necessity of life, water, and he's got extra, more than what he needs, but he doesn't want to give somebody. So such a person will receive this four types of punishment. Yeah, also we learn that a person, many times we hoard a lot, we have got more than enough, and there are other people who are in need, but we don't see the need of those people. People are desperate, and we have got more than what is sufficient for us, but still we don't want to spare that little bit for other people. The second type of person, وَرَجُلٌ بَايَعَ رَجُلًا سِلْعَةً بَعْدَ الْأَسْرِ فَحَلَفَ بِاللَّهِ لَأَخَذَهَا بِكَذَا وَكَذَا فَصَدَّقَهُ وَهُوَ عَلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. The second type of person is that person that makes a business transaction with somebody. He sells his goods to somebody, and after Asr namaz, and then he takes a qasam when he's selling his goods, that I bought it for so much and so much, but he is lying. He did not buy it for that price. He is increasing the price, and he's saying, I bought it for so much. Yeah, in this hadith where it is mentioned that after Asr, this is totally haram at all times. But the time after Asr is a special time, a time of great barakat and great blessings. So at such a time to do a wrong, that makes it even more greater the wrong. Similarly, to do any wrong, like speaking a lie, is haram. To backbite is haram, but to come in the masjid and lie in the masjid, that is even worse. To backbite in the masjid is even worse. And also, unfortunately, like many of us, we go for umrah, etc., and we regard it as a great ibadat, which it is. But how many in the haram itself we get involved in worldly talks, and in that we fall into other haram. And to speak about dunya's things, to lie, etc., in the haram itself, that is such a terrible thing. We easily fall into backbiting also when we are there. And today usually families go, and then we discuss some people, and in that we get involved in backbiting. So in these places which are so blessed, in the times which are so blessed, like the month of Ramadan, to get involved in all gunas, etc., backbiting, lying, is even worse. So yeah, the second person that is referred to, who sells his goods with a false promise, with a false oath, and he says that I bought it for so much, when in fact he did not buy it for so much. The third type of person, وَرَجُلٌ بَايَعَ إِمَامًا لَا يُبَايِعُهُ إِلَّا لِلدُّنْيَا فَإِنْ أَعْطَاهُ مِنْهَا وَفَى وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطِيهِ مِنْهَا لَمْ يَفِى. And the third type of person is that person who makes bay'at to the imam of the Muslims. That is, he pledges himself. What we will call, you give your vote today to somebody. And that person who is now in power, the Khalifa, you pledge to him that I will be loyal to you and I will follow you. But he only pledges for the sake of dunya, not for the Islamic Khilafat and to uphold Islam and deen, but just for dunya's sake. Now if that leader, the Khalifa, gives him something of dunya, then he's happy. And if he does not give him, then that person is not loyal to that person. So this is also a person that Allah Ta'ala will give this four types of punishment. So we must be very much on our guard that these things we are told, so that we can refrain from it and save ourselves from these terrible punishments. Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them. This means that Allah Ta'ala will ignore them. Yeah, any person, if the wife just ignores us, we know how much of a problem it is. We get very upset. If Allah is to ignore a person, what will be the case? Secondly, Allah Ta'ala will not address him as he will address the righteous. For punishment, etc., Allah will speak to him sternly, harshly, and give him his sentence, but in a kind way, how Allah will speak to his friends and those who are close and dear to Allah. Allah will not speak in that way to them. Thirdly, Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them in a manner that will benefit them. Those people will be greatly in distress and they will need help, but that type of speech Allah will not give them. Allah Ta'ala will only speak to them with regard to their punishment, etc. The time of Asr has been mentioned because it is a blessed time when the Malaika gather. The Malaika who were with a person from the morning, from Fajr till between Asr and Maghrib, they are with a person. And the next group of Malaika who are going to do the next shift, that is from Maghrib to Isha, till Fajr, till the morning, they are also there. So that is the time when the Malaika gather. So it is a very valuable and precious time, the time between Asr and Maghrib. Also we should consider where and how do we spend our time between Asr and Maghrib, which is this very special time. Taking a false oath is ordinarily sinful. However, to do so at this time, and merely to make a little bit more profit, is a grave sin. And is a profit also, which is really haram, because it is based on haram, on a lie. Pledging a deceptive oath to the Khalif of the Muslims, the Khalifa of the Muslims, is a grave sin, because it leads to corruption and rebellion. That a person only is doing it for dunya's sake and not for deen's sake. May Allah guide us to righteousness, save us from all types of sin, which is the cause of Allah's displeasure, and that is the cause of all our problems in this world, when Allah is displeased with us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا